The Burnsville Council met on Thursday, January 8th for their monthly meeting. Council member Judy Buchanan made a motion that the Burnsville Town Council investigate why a 2003 infiltration and inflow study by McGill Associates for the town of Burnsville was never acted on. The motion was seconded by council member Ruth Banks, and the motion was approved by a unanimous vote. The study identified 8 major projects recommended to be corrected. Burnsville council members have said they knew nothing about the study. Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh details how he became aware of the study.
After receiving notification that the 2003 infiltration and inflow study had been done, I went back and looked at meeting minutes that determined the council had been first advised of this study in June of 2002 in a budget meeting. They also were told about work going on in the study in December 2002, January, February, and March 2003. But when the study was received by the town in April 2003, there are no more mentions in the meetings, and I had never seen a copy of the study until it was brought to my office by the representative from the Division of Water Quality. It's interesting that later on in 2003, 2004, and 2005, the council authorized spending approximately $2 million on several projects, including the mobile performing stage, our new downtown sidewalks, new lamppost around the square, and our convention center, the town center. And that is what went with what money we had in the fund balance, and we also acquired a $750,000 loan during that time that we're making payments on. So, you know, I have to look back and wonder where the responsibility lies for all of this, and then I have to wonder, you know, where was the thought process and what went on during that time. But I do not have to wonder about where we are now. We are certainly, as so to speak, behind the eight ball. So the town is faced now with what was estimated in 2003 dollars, about $1.5 million in projects, which have not been done. I'm sure those estimates have gone up at this time, and so we are faced with some major expenditures in the near future.
Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh. Details about how and when the council will begin its investigation have not been finalized.
From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.